Session number 19053, Reel 1.
Mrs. Martin, Reel 1, where were you born, please?
In Birkenhead.
Which year was this? Which year?
1919. Oh, you're naughty.
Yeah. Did you grow up and have your schooling in Birkenhead?
We lived in Birkenhead for quite a long time, you know.
Which school did you go to there?
Well, I went to Pilgrim Street School. That was the council school in Birkenhead. That was Pilgrim Street Council School. I went there for quite a while. And it's during, I think it's during we were at the council school at the bombing, you know. The two lots of bombing them days.
What do you remember about the bombing in Birkenhead?
Well, it bombed the Philharmonic Hall in Liverpool. We could see from where we lived, you see. Our road could see right over the River Mersey. And you could see Liverpool, and the Philharmonic was on fire. Oh, it was shocking. And of course, with the lights of that, all the boats on the River Mersey that were docked there were on fire. A terrible sight, like. I still remember that, because I was in the bedroom window looking. We were all looking at it.
And what was your address in Birkenhead at that time?
18 Hornby Street.
Hornby Street?
By the town hall, yes. By the town hall.
Did any bombs drop near Hornby Street?
No. Birkenhead got it down that way. They were aiming for the docks, I think, something like that. But when we grew up a little bit, we went to the Ritz then, and we just put our money on the cash desks, and there was a whoosh like that, because they were dropping incendiaries on the Ritz. There was two went in the Ritz, and it went shoo like that, and my sister and I were just lifted off our feet and through the glass doors onto the road.
Where was the...
In front of a pub, it was called the Conway Arms, I think. The road come like that and we come right up. We were winded for a little bit. Our stockings were torn, you know, a bit dirty. So we had to walk home. And then I think we went to live in New Ferry.
Which road was the Ritz Cinema in?
Claughton Road. It's Claughton Road. And Conway Street that way. And the General Hospital was the hospital in them days. And it was really badly hit, that. And the things... Oh, when we picked ourselves up, we could see the plane and the incendiaries coming down. I can still see it. And there was bits stuck on the wires, you know. Ooh.
Bits of what?
You know, bedclothes, things. There were a lot of people were killed there, you know. Of course, then we had to walk all the way home. So
you moved to New Ferry?
New Ferry, yes.
Where is New Ferry?
How can I say?
Near Rock Ferry?
Yes, it's the next stop after Rock Ferry. There's Rock Ferry and there's New Ferry. Then there's Brumbrough. Then there's Easton.
What was your address in New Ferry?
What was that now? Beaconsfield Road. I can't remember the number. 31 or so.
Was?
What?
Number 9. Your husband says number 9.
Oh, well, it could be number 9. Well, it was Uncle Joe's house, you see. And all my people on my mum's side come from Port Sunlight. See? Irish descent. They came from Ireland and lived there. And my granddad was a boss in Sunlight, someone with the soda or something. Anyway, Uncle Joe went to live with my grandma, Bebington Road, say 45 Bebington Road, the Sunlight house. And we stayed in that house in the Beaconsfield Road. And then we were working at Sunlight at the time, and started work at Sunlight. And the bombs dropped. We had two landmines on the shore fields, which were in them days allotments. They used to call them allotments then, you know, where you grow your own veggies and that. Quite a lot of men did their gardening, you know. You couldn't get stuff them days. I think it was rationed. And we had clothes around the fire and a nice clock, Uncle Joe's clock. And the house, I hope it just rocked somehow, just rocked. And it was a terrible feeling. And the windows smashed, all the people's window, all the road. You could hear people screaming and the glass, it was horrible. And the doors came off, the front doors, and terrible it was. And all the things on the maiden went up the chimney. And my brother found the clock and bits of the clock on the show fields. It'd gone. It was horrible, it was.
What kind of bombs were these?
I think they were landmines. Two fell.
What's the maiden?
Pardon?
What is the maiden?
What do you mean?
If you hang your clothes on. The maiden.
Oh. A clothes horse, a clothes horse. The maiden, we call her a maiden, you know. Old fashioned, that is. And all the clothes just went shoop. And there was so much stuff on there. But the poor warden who lived in the houses on the shore fields, he came out to see what was happening. Of course, none of him left.
So you got a job working for Lever Brothers.
Yeah. And we got 2 days off because our faces were like, how can I say, dirty. No matter how much you scrubbed, it wouldn't come off. So they gave us about 2 days off. Then we went back to work.
Did it eventually come out?
Oh, it came off eventually, yes, but it was like as if you hadn't washed. So, you know, you keep rubbing your face. Yes.
And so you were working for Lever Brothers during the war?
When we went up to Beaconsfield Road, yes.
Was it easy to get a job in Lever Brothers?
Well, it just depends. Not really. It was like, I would tell you. Your father there, well, you'd have the sons in or the daughters, you see. My mother worked in the fancy car box, and my Auntie Sue's sister. Uncle George Smith was on the points. He used to have the flag to stop the trains if anybody wanted to go across the crossing. And Fred worked in printing, where they did their own cartons. And very, very busy them days, very busy indeed. They were self-contained, you see, everything there.
And what job did you get at Lever Brothers to start off with?
Well, I started off Fibrites, like cardboard boxes, and you put them together sort of thing, and you put them down. And then they asked me then to go on another job where I stood here with a tray of soap and I put it on like that. And there's three girls either side were tissuing and cartoning them and going further down. And the girl on the end used to put them in 12s, boxes in 12s. And the gross went on the moving belt. It was very nice. I enjoyed it. You kept busy, but time went very quick. And from then, you were asked to do go on the end then. You did the counting. And then another time you'd do hand wrapping, which was nice. But you didn't have much time to spare. You had to keep going. And then, what's next? And then they asked me to go to the washing down room. Well, I didn't know what it was then, you see. And It was where they sampled the soap. There were three girls. There was Pauline and Catherine and myself. Each day we did something different, you know. I'd go round and pick the soap off the moving belt with a little box. And then I'd go back and wash it.
To test it?
Test it under cold water. You got the soap when you wash it under cold water. It was all saucers, long saucers on a big runner. And you had to do those every day to see how the soap was. If it cracked, you had to put it down and that was, and the boss would come in and check it.
What do you mean, cracked?
Well, you know when you've had soap a bit and you've used it and it cracks? Well, everything's got to be right for sunlight. When you buy soap from Port Sunlight, it's well made. I don't buy any other soap, do we, Tony? We always buy Sunlight soap. And then the next girl would go up to the making, up in the makings, where it comes down in flakes, you know, into these hoppers sort of thing. And you could feel it. Sometimes it'd be dry, and you knew it was going to be dry weather. And if it went a bit damp, you used to put in bottles, sample bottles, and then I have to take it back. Weigh it on the scales, you know, a little bit at a time, and then put it in a Pyrex with water and put it on a hot place. I used to be frightened in case it broke, but it didn't, never broke. And then we'd have a Winchester when it's so long, to put a little bit in.
A Winchester?
Winchester bottle.
What's that?
It's a big bottle, you know, great big bottle, but it's turned upside down. And you just turn a little tap on, see the colour of it.
What does it contain, soap?
Oh, I can't think of the name. It used to go purple, but I can't remember what the name was. And that was very good, and we just write it down. Everything was checked, weighed and checked. And that used to go, the boss used to come in and check everything. Very good. I enjoyed working there.
Were they good employers?
Oh, yes. Can't grumble.
Did they look after their workers?
Oh, yes. You had your own dentist, the doctor. If you cut yourself or you fell or anything like that, they'd take you to the surgery and you'd be treated on, you know, the surgery. They looked after you.
Did you have any accidents there?
No, thank God I didn't. No, I was all right.
Were you given a medical before you started?
Before, when you sign the form to get into Leavers, they give you a medical. They check on you. Like the chest, if your chest, you see.
If you had anything wrong with you, would you not get the job?
Oh, no. No, but everything was kept in Sunlight. Everything was spotlessly clean. The turbans, you had fresh turbans, and your overalls were clean. They did all that in their laundry. They had the laundry, you see. And they made their own overalls and turbans there. Self-contained, you see, everything was there.
Would you get proper breaks from the work?
Yes, you had a break time. We had a cup of tea. They came down with a cup of tea in the afternoon, you know.
Did you have to pay for it?
No, we didn't pay for that. You had a cup of tea, and that was very welcome because it's just, the room is a certain temperature, you see. But because of the soap, you did different kinds of soap, some beautiful soap. Beautiful soap. We did the Queen's Household Soap. I was on that once. I bet you haven't.
What did you have to do?
Well, I had to go and get stuff, you know, in the bottle, the sample, you know. And then they sorted that out. And the tablets were lovely round. They were very, very pale olive green. They were beautiful. And when it was milled properly, you had to do the same as I told you like that. And then it was just right. There was only so many done. Now, they were taken to an office on the shop floor where about four ladies there, they wrapped them carefully, put them in lovely boxes for the Queen.
Would you, when you were working, would you have to stand up all day or would you sit down?
Well, mostly you stood, but you got used to it. It didn't, when you're packing, you can't sit down packing. You used to pack quick. So if you were doing the pleating on the, if you're packing the soap, putting the, because it's all altered now, if the three girls either side would be putting the, paper, thin paper, and then they put the cards and then the cartons, so they'd be sitting down, but the girl on the bottom who was packing them wouldn't sit down. Well, the machines, you know, there were seats if you want to sit, don't get me wrong. The girl who sat here, the examiner, used to, every now and again she'd put like that and look at the soap and okay. If there was a mark on that soap, that machine had to stop and they had to clean the dyes. There wasn't a mark on the soap when they went out. Well, if a soap, piece of soap dropped on the floor, it went in the waste bin, you know, where they redo it again. Oh, yeah.
Did they have a canteen?
Oh, lovely, beautiful canteen. Oh, we used to love it. Lovely variety of food. Oh, smashing. Used to go, they had in the rooms, they had a balcony. So when we went up the stairs up there, we go along the balcony into and then we go into number three, through number three, down into the canteen. And sometimes they had that big stage and sometimes they give turns on, you know. Very nice.
What kind of food did you get in the canteen?
Variety. Everything you could think of. Beautiful, beautiful dinners.
Was it meat and two veg type of thing?
Yeah, and puddings, variety of puddings. Yes, I never took any lunch. I enjoyed my dinner that much. It was lovely.
Was it expensive to buy the food in the canteen?
No, not really. No, no. You could buy dinner tickets in the room or you could pay for it there. You know, it was better to get the tickets because it was quicker. Little brown tickets, you know.
How many hours a day would you work?
Tony. About 8 to 5, I'd imagine. About 8 to 5. Something like that. But you had to clean run your machine. If you were on the machine, you'd have to clean all round your machine. You had to scrub that on your hands and knees years ago. And it had to be nice, you know. And everything was cleaned for next morning. The machine, you'd do the machine down, you know.
How long did that take?
No, you got into a routine, so it was quick, you know.
And how many days a week would you work there?
Monday to Friday.
Saturday mornings?
That was overtime. So you did overtime if they had a rush on, you see. They'd say, would you like to come in on whatever? I say, yes, I don't mind.
Would you get extra pay for that?
Oh, you got extra pay in your wages, but I always put any extra into my holiday fund.
Would that be time and a half for Saturday?
Yeah, I just think so.
How long did you work at Lever Brothers for?
Ooh. How long would that be? Must be 10 years. I could be 10 years. I can't remember. My sister was longer than me because I got married and then I only had 3 days off. They only could allow. They only let me have 3 days off when I got married in 1950, because they were short. You see, they'd gone to the forces and what have you.
Would you get paid holidays when you were working for Leavers?
I think so. Yeah. My.
Did you start working for them during the war or after the war?
Well, I think during the war it must be.
But you also did some other work during the war, didn't you, for another...
Oh, yes. Well, when the it got serious, they some of the girls went on war work, and some joined the forces, you see. And you were asked to do, you had to go to labour exchange, you see, and what have you. And they then, a couple of girls that I worked with, we went to Shell.
Where's that? Ellesmere Port?
Ellesmere Port, yes.
What was that like?
Well, I found it very interesting. I like machinery, so I found it interesting.
What job were you doing at the refinery?
What would you say mine was? I can't think of the name. Oh, they gave us a name, I can't think of it. You were purifying the oil. The oil came into the machine, which held about a ton of oil. And you were... There were 16 valves on the machine, came on, when it was... All the little 25 little glasses were full. You turned it off them, and then it did itself, you know. But you had to. Everything was in continental time.
What do you mean?
Well, you didn't say it was 3:15. You'd say continental time.
15:15.
Yeah. So and then when it was certain time, then you turned off the, put the blower on with the thing blower. And then you look and you say, you reckon up, it'd be ready. And then you put a huge wheel, massive wheel, put it down. And the bottom half opened like a big Easter egg. And you had a hammer about that big, made of rubber. And you just knock, there was hoops covered in mesh, you see. And you'd knock these. And all the, it was clean but full as earth. And all would fall down into a truck there. That was very, very interesting, you know.
Was there any
And you'd have to scrape it out with a big iron pole with a scraper on the end, you know.
Was it hard work?
In a way, yes. It was a man's job, really. But we got used to it.
Was there any danger in doing the work at the refinery?
Well, you had to know what you were doing. I mean, you know, you weren't allowed on until you were trained properly. You made sure that you knew what you were doing. Because you see, if you'd have opened, there's two valves there and two valves there. If you'd have opened one of these valves, you'd have ruined a tank. You know, that would go along. You know, the big tanks on the road. I was told never to open them when the... It's because all the oil went through that, you see.
Were there any men working at the refinery during the war?
Yes, yes. Yes, we had about 2 or 3 fitters on a shift, so it wasn't so bad. It's because if one of those glasses were blocked, you'd have to stand on like a long piece of iron shelf-like with two chains. And you get the spanner and you turn it, but the men used to do that with a big spanner, didn't it? So, and that stopped that going through that, you see. I enjoyed it. Very nice.
Which did you prefer, the work at the refinery or at Lever Brothers?
Well, I didn't mind, really. I enjoyed both. And my two machines were the heavy oil, and the other two over there was the light oil. So he asked me which I preferred, so I'll stay and see where I am. So I stayed with the heavy oil, which I didn't mind. I got so used to it, you see. They're very nice.
And you were living in New Ferry, but travelling to Ellesmere Park?
I was living in Beaconsfield Road, and then a house came empty in Elmbank Road, number 9 Elmbank Road.
Is that New Ferry?
Yes, just a bit further down by the... Yes, on Newchester Road, just off Newchester Road, and number 9 Elmbank Road. I was quite there, and on the 6-to-2 shift, my mother used to come with me because the Crosville bus stopped on top of the, just over the bridge, you see, and we'd have to walk from our place, and it wasn't very nice of a morning because I'd be there about 5, you know, because for the bus to come, you see, but it'd come there just after 6, just after No, it used to just come after 5:30, the Crosworth bus. But they were always on time, the Crosworth buses, and not like today.
Which, why wasn't it so nice? Was there any danger to you?
Well, there wasn't anybody about. And one time, Mum couldn't come one time, and I was standing on the bus stop. There used to be another girl with me sometime, and there was 3 prisoners escaped, and they were under the bridge. I didn't know. So,
prisoners of war or criminals?
That's when we were on war work. They said they were prisoners down there that escaped. I don't know where from. I don't know. I never found out.
But you were, you didn't come to any harm.
Come?
You didn't come to any harm.
Oh, no, thank God, no. And the bus came and went to work then. You could either go by the bus or the train. Well, I didn't like the train. Right. I felt... it was just the one carriage, you know, the one carriage, like sitting opposite each other. Now, I felt closed in. So I preferred the bus. So I went on the bus, which was very good. And the drivers were very kind, the drivers. Sometimes on when it was off on 10, it used to be 2. You used to have 3 shifts, you see, 6 to 2. And then at the weekend, you'd have 12 hours, Saturday and Sunday. And then 2 to 10, you'd do 2 nights, Saturday and Sunday. And then on the night shift when you went home, you did a double shift back. So those people were coming in on the night, you see.
Were you earning good money at Ellesmere Port?
Not as much as the men. But we were doing exactly the same jobs as the men did. But no, well, women didn't get that money years ago. The men were superior to the women.
Can you remember what money you got?
I can't remember. Come on. A bit more than I got at sunlight, like. More, not much more.
Well, the workers at Sunlight, at Lever Brothers, were most of them living in the houses in Port Sunlight?
Yes.
But you weren't?
No, no, we didn't. But all my mother's brothers did. They all lived. Well, at Bathy Art Gallery. And my sister now, she lives in Sunlight. I'm the only one that...
What did they think of the houses there?
Very nice houses. Very, very... very. They all... they had their own gardeners in Sunlight. And they cut all the hedges and all the lawns. You didn't have to do anything yourself. You know, they come and done the lawns. They kept it spick and span. Beautiful. Spick and span.
You were telling me about the delivery of cargoes, those nut things for the oil. Oh. Can you tell me about the smell of that again, please?
Oh. That was awful smell. You could tell when it was going to rain, when they were crushing, you used to say, oh, no, not again. You could smell the smell of those nuts being crushed. You could smell it in Sunlight. When you were walking in the road, you could smell that, you know. Especially if it was going to rain.
Was it a bad smell?
A right pong, that was. Oh, dear.